As physicists built bigger and more ambitious machines, they began to find or postulate particles or particle families seemingly without number. Muons, pions, hyperons, mesons, k-mesons, Higgs bosons, intermediate vector bosons, baryons, tachyons. Even physicists began to grow a little uncomfortable. "Young man," Enrico Fermi replied when a student asked him the name of a particular particle, "if I could remember the names of these particles, I would have become a botanist. Today, accelerators have names that sound like something Flash Gordon would use in battle. The super-proton synchrotron, the large electron-positron collider, the large hadron collider, the relativistic heavy ion collider. Using huge amounts of energy, some operate only at night, so that people in neighboring towns don't have to witness their lights fading when the apparatus is fired up, they can whip particles into such a state of liveliness that a single electron can do 47,000 laps around a 4-mile tunnel in a second." Fears have been raised that in their enthusiasm, scientists might inadvertently create a black hole or even something called strange quarks, which could theoretically interact with other subatomic particles and propagate uncontrollably. If you're reading this, that hasn't happened. Finding particles takes a certain amount of concentration. They are not just tiny and swift, but also often tantalizingly evanescent.